Hey guys, it's Sam with another episode of Sam's Awesomely Awesome Guide to Video Games. Today we're going to be covering another review rank, this time all by myself. Now I'm going to be ranking all the tier 5 towers instead of Bloons Tower Defense. Now, one might be asking, hey, why are you doing this? How is that going to be video game educational? Yeah, I'm not a normal educator. I'm also going to say, like, certain strategies, if it's good, and stuff like that. And what better place to start than with the primary Dirt Monkey Ultra Juggernaut? Now, this thing is an interesting tower. It splits into other juggernauts. You can either get longer range or, like, quicker shots because it fires pretty slow. However, it doesn't, like, pop lids and stuff. So it can squash up to, like, 18 balloons, but late game, is it that good? I mean, like, it isn't expensive whatsoever, but you can get something with even more popping power, like, say, the Elite Defender for even less money. And that's, like, if a life is lost, it's like, so, just to say, one is the best, six is the worst, this thing is gonna have to go inside of a 3. Yeah. Plasma Monkey Fan Club is a 5, definitely. Like, so you need an entire strategy revolved around it. That easy mode is $42,000. You can get, like, a Sentry Paragon and then a, like, an Elite Defender for, like, that much money, and those are more useful. In fact, for that much money, you could even get, like, a Perma Spike or something, because, like, it's overpriced. And overall use, it's just not good. Sorry, I had to take a pause. I was hearing something happening inside of my house. Alright, so, moving on to the Crossbow Master, or should I say the God of Crossbows? Yeah, this thing is insane. It's a 1, definitely. It only costs 21,000 inside of easy mode, fires insanely quickly, can pop camos naturally, so you'll want to get, like, a razor sharp shots for even more popping power, and it can also hit criticals. Mwah, bravissimo. So that thing's very good. Now moving on to the Boomerang. The Boomerang Monkey's Permacharge. Now this thing, it's very fast, and furious. It's not too expensive, and the overall use, since it also does extra damage to Moabs, is very, very good. And also the ability enhances it to Mega Speed. Alright, Light Speed is... Alright, so this is basically what the Permacharge is saying. Light speed isn't enough. We need to go ludicrous speed. So, I would probably... However, like, sometimes it can be a bit hard to get if you're inside of a tight spot with money. So I'm gonna rank it at a 2. Boomerang Monkey's Glaive Lord, very good. Probably gonna rate it a 1. Actually, 1.5. Because it's okay. Like, it isn't too expensive. Like... You could get, like, a Crossbow Master. Those 3 permanent glaives don't get, like, red-hot rangs or anything. It also has Ricochet and more glaives, which is pretty good. So, yeah, I'd probably say, like, a 1.5 or something. And Moab Domination just isn't very good. Like, 50,000 inside easy mode. And then all it does really is knock back Moabs. And also... It follows a straight path instead of a curved one, and when you're playing on a map like, say, Park Path, that is very annoying. So, yeah, I'd probably only go up to Moab Press, because that's still pretty useful, and it doesn't cost, like, anything at all. Except, yeah, Moab Domination, not good. I'll place it at 3.5. So, now... Moving on to the Glue Gunner. Now, the Glue Gunner is an interesting tower, just, like, slows things down, except now moving on into the Glue Storm. Glue Storm, I'd rank it, like, say, maybe a 4 or something, because, like, it doesn't freeze like B8. I mean, it does. Yeah, it doesn't freeze like Bad Balloons or anything. So it, and also its overall use just as a tower, not using the ability, is pretty bad. Like, it's like, bruh, what are you trying to do with this thing? Like, four. Just definitely four. Bloom Solver is really cheap. It only costs 18,000 instead of easy mode. However, the overall use, yeah, since you can't do, like, a combination of Moab Glue and the Bloom Solver against Moab, it is absolutely trash, useless. Let me think of another synonym. Oh, yes. Garbage. So, there's just all that stuff. You should only use it if you get, like, glue splatter. Then it's very useful in case there's, like, ceramics or, like, if... In case there's, like, ceramics or leads or something. But, yeah. I'd probably say, like, a 2, just because, like, it'll throw 20 layers of bloom per second. However, like, it doesn't do anything to Moab, so 2. Just plain old 2. Super glue is interesting again. It costs, like, 30,000 instead of easy mode, so it isn't too cheap. Except... It's, like, only useful if you get glue splatter as well, because then it can freeze, I think, 6 normal Moabs at a time. And then, like I think 3 BFBs and then 2 ZOMGs. Invisible, I think, 6 DDTs. Yeah, so it's pretty good because, like, it also sticks to other ones. However, it's pretty expensive, so I'd like to say about a 3 or so. Just to say, this video might take a while, so, like, maybe full 30 minutes or something. But, yeah, so, now moving on into the Ice Monkeys Super Riddle. This thing absolutely sucks. I mean, it takes, like, you only want to get Embrittlement, because then it takes away, I think, Camo and Regen properties. Except then Super Brittle does, like, nothing. Like, it can freeze Moabs, except, like, the ice shards don't do, like, any damage. So, sorry, Super Brittle. You're also more expensive than the others, which I think is a bit of a stretch. Well, maybe not more expensive than Absolute Zero, but, yeah, you're a bit of a stretch. 25,000. I'm sorry, 6th tier. If anybody thinks I'm wrong, they're just step up. Wait, what was that? Yeah, I thought so. You don't step up, because my opinion is what I think to be right, because it's my opinion. Trademark Sam line. Now, moving on into Absolute Zero. This thing is insane. It can freeze Camos, unfreezable balloons. It can freeze, I think, all Moab cloths up to a BAD. It lasts for longer. And, yeah. If you get, like, like, longer range isn't going to be much of a use, so you want to get Metal Freeze so it can work better on, like, DDTs and stuff. So, I'd probably say about, like, a 2 or something. And then Icicle Impale, it's a 1. Like, you fire giant icicles that can pierce through Moabs. Like, one time I tried doing this thing, it was, like, a bunch of regen ceramics versus, like, one tower, and you only had, like, $30,000, and it was inside a hard mode. Yeah, when I got, like, normal icicles, it almost took it down. Except then, when you get Icicle Impale, it can just deal with, it can just deal with, like, all kinds of rushes. I think it actually works on BFBs as well for the Impale thing. If you get Metal Freeze, then it can, like, if visible, it can pop a DDT. And you can also get the, Enhanced Freeze just to fire faster, which you don't really need, except Deep Freeze can also work pretty good, because it also freezes for longer. So yeah, this thing is definitely a 1. Now let's think, what's another primary? Oh yeah, the Bomb Shooter. I think this is the only other primary. Alright, so Bomb Shooter is good tower all in all, except how good are its upgrades? First one, Balloon Crush. Now, Balloon Crush is really expensive and stuff, So I don't really know what I would say about Balloon Crush. So on easy mode, it costs like almost like close to $50,000. However, it also stuns, I think, up to a ZOMG. So except like the overall cow is expensive. However, it also helps frags, which can pop black balloons. Oh yeah, this thing is about like a two or something. Now, Bomb Blitz is insane. Like, Bomb Blitz is way too overpowered. Like, so if you get like primary mentoring or primary expertise, it just like shreds through so many things. Like 1 million explosions later, BAD is down, and a bomb storm when you lose one life. That is so insane. Also, you can get like missile launcher for faster shooting, heavy bombs for just like kablooey, kablooey, kablooey. Because like, what's better than having about like a million 20-pound cannonballs? I don't know. So this thing is getting a one. Moab Eliminator, like, just feels like a tiny bit better version than Moab Assassin, because like it isn't too expensive and stuff. I'll probably place it at a three because I think it can still only do ZOMGs, however it can pop multiple, and its recharge is way faster. So yeah, about three, because when you want to get it, it's like mid game or something, like say instead of the 90 rounds. Except then you just want to sell it for something like a Sentry Paragon when the BADs come out. Yeah, this is a three. Moving on into the trusty military group. Yeah, I'm gonna like not waste much time at all. So for the Sniper Monkey, it has the Cripple Moab. Not too expensive, about $34,000 instead of easy mode. Let's say I'm only using easy mode prices. The overall way it works is very good, and also, just if you want to save some money, you can get this monkey knowledge called Cheaper Maiming, and it's like Maim Moab costs 1,000 less. Also, you can get Shrapnel Shot, which is like more popping, and it allows you to hit camos or faster firing for more of these bullets. Now it also I would recommend getting faster firing, because then what happens is like it's because of deadly precision, it pops through 20 layers of balloon. It's even better than the biggest one if you get faster shooting. Because it's just like pow pow, skadang, kaboom. And I think it actually, like, it costs more than the biggest one, but I don't know. Yeah, this thing's probably like a two or something. The Elite Sniper, it's not too good. Like, it gives you more money and stuff, and it allows other snipers to attack faster, and it's really cheap. I'll place it at a 2.5, because, what does elite targeting even do? It has, like, no point. No point at all. And moving on into Elite Defender, this thing is a one tier, because, if you lose one life, then it's like 1 billion trillion million nonillion decillion bullets later, 10 BADs dead. So it's just like overall use is very good, because like all of the upgrades increase the fire rank, faster firing, even faster firing. So faster firing, pew pew, even faster firing, pew pew pew, semi-automatic. Boop, 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 boop. Full auto rifle. Elite Defender. And yeah, one tier. Now the Monkey Sub is Energizer. Solos until like around 100 or something can pop and reveal camos. You get it for cheaper than you get Shimmer, and other stuff like that. And it also helps, like, way better if you have Admiral Brickle on screen, because it like boosts all heroes and I think water monkeys nearby, so it's insane. Like, boost, 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 infinite cycle if you have Admiral Brickle. All right, And it also reduces her naval tactics ability cooldown. That thing is insane. So it's a definite tier 1. Preemptive strike goes into tier 6. It isn't good whatsoever. It doesn't do any more damage than first strike capability, I don't think. And, like, the whole point is, like, getting intel or something so it can hit, like, anywhere. It just doesn't happen if, like, a MOA plus balloon goes into his radius. It just isn't very good. So it goes into 6 tier. And it's also the most expensive of the clan. Now, moving on into... moving on into sub-commander. So, this thing is very good. Feels like Admiral Brickle up in here. Now, it just, like... It has, like, triple darts and armor-piercing darts. And triple guns, armor-piercing darts, and it's airburst. And it also boosts all others and itself. And you get it for a relatively cheap price, like, as much of a crossbow master. Oh, yeah, this thing is way underrated. It goes into tier 2. Now moving on into the Monkey Buccaneers carrier flagship. Can have other towers, like, enhances the plane's damage and the damage of the ship itself. As, like, two of those destroyer cannon things. It's best if you get Crow's Nest, because I think that allows the other planes to hit Gamma's as well. And actually, something that isn't very well known about it, it works like fighter planes, so it shoots out mini missiles. And, yeah, that's not the only thing it does for boosting the planes themselves. Alright, now moving on. So, actually, I forgot to read it. However, it's okayly expensive, so tier 2. Now into the Monkey Buccaneers Pirate Lord. This thing, it only pulls in up to his OMG and, like, a couple of DDTs if it can see them. But, it isn't too good because you can just destroy those things with, like, a E-teen or something. So, yeah, it would go into, like, a tier 3 for me because it isn't very expensive. Trade Empire enhances all other merchantmen and the flavored trades instead of favored trades because the kids love the Kool-Aids. Also, like, if you get a few marketplaces, which is one of the best primed things for money, except for maybe banana banks and if you have a banana central. It's an infinite cycle of stonks and money. Stonk production up. So, I'd say Trade Empire, and also you get it relatively cheap, so Trade Empire goes into tier 1, I'd say. Yeah, tier 1. Into the Mortar Monkey, I think, right now? Oh, wait, no, it's the Monkey Ace. Okay, so for the Monkey Ace's Sky Shredder, like, what isn't very good about Operation Dartstorm is that, like, it's only a small chance to hit them, because it only shoots out a few darts, except for Sky Shredder, it just fires so many darts, it's bound to hit something. And it's just, like, that's so insane. You can get Spy Plane to, like, take on so many types of balloons. Or you could get Centered Path, so you can also get sharper darts. So you might as well just do that. And then also you can get the... So, actually, I'd rate it about, like, a 1 or something. Now for the Sarbomb, it does pretty good damage and stuff. It's a tad bit expensive for a tower of its use, and the recharge is a bit long, so I'd place it at a 2 or so. I'm trying to waste the least amount of time possible. So, now I am going to move on into the Flying Fortress, which is a definite tier 1. It's very pricey, except very worth it. If you get, like, a village with radar scanner or even E-teen's 1 upgrade... Sorry, I can't stop talking about the heroes. So, if you get that, then it can auto-hit camos. So then, if you get lots more darts, it also upgrades to, like, 3 darts and 3 missiles for each thing. So, it's a definite 1 tier. Yeah, it also gets Neva mistargeting, so I'm pretty sure if you get lots more darts, along with a way of it being able to see camos, it can just take down a B-80, no problem. So, now moving on into, now, the Helipilot. So, the Helipilot's Apache Prime is insane. If you get IFR, it can pop any type of balloon. It can solo until round 100. actually, it's able to solo around 100 as well. It's relatively cheap if it's, like, under $40,000, which, note, is about the price you can get a useless Glassball Monkey fan club for. Kids. So this thing is a one-tier, definitely. It can take on almost anything. Also, I'm going into the Helipilot's special pop regions. You'd probably want Pursuit for this, because, like, it doesn't have, like, too much damage by itself. Except if you, like, get the Monkey Marine close to the enemies, it just, like, shreds. And you can get it for a pretty cheap price. That sounds like a good deal to me. However, like, sometimes the abilities take a while to charge, and it gives you, like, doesn't give you any more lives or cash than the normal ones do. So I'll place it at 2. Comanche Commander is very good, because it can, like, because its 3 permanent Comanches have Pursuit on them, and they might have IFR on them as well. It enhances the damage of itself and the Comanches. It looks pretty freaking sick. And it also has, like, Moab Shove and stuff, so it's just like, hey, BFB, want to know something? Wham! And it also has, like, faster darts and stuff, plus those 3 bonus Comanches. And, yeah, I'd say it's, like, about a tier 1. Mortar Monkeys, pop and awe. This thing goes into tier 4. Like, it's okay. It's pretty expensive. It doesn't do too much damage. And it only really works if there are, like, tons of things on screen. Like, oh, I'm about to die. No, I can't do this. Except then, like, other than that, it's just like, oh, wow, why did I just use this? No, now I'm about to die because I wasted it. No! Because of, like, you know, other rushes and stuff. However, a good part of that, it does extra damage to ceramics, but I'm still placing it at 4 tier. The biggest one. So, the biggest one, it pops 20 balloons per shot. It can, and now, this, it's like a tier 2, I think, except here's the thing that I want you to try and guess. Which do you think I like more for? Getting Bernie stuff, because the biggest one, I mean, the big one buffs Bernie stuff, or faster fire, faster reload, and then I can get more shells. And just to say, alright, I'm gonna give you, like, 10 seconds to think, and pause if you want more time. Bernie stuff, you are absolutely wrong. Yeah, I would much rather have the faster one, because then it can, like, destroy most of anything. Except for, I think, blacks and camos. Yeah, I think that's the only thing it can't destroy. Alright, so now moving on into Balloon Incineration. Tier 1, definitely. It can just, like, it can take camo off of things, shattering shells, strips fortification off all things that it hits. You can get, like, bigger blast, which I wouldn't really do. I'd rather always go with rapid reload, so it just does, like, way more damage and stuff. I don't mean more damage. Wow, more shells. After more shells and stuff, also its burning effect is permanent. And there's actually this very useful monkey knowledge that you can get: shattering shells strips camo off of DDTs. Yeah, it's tier 1, definitely. Moving on into the Dartling Gunner. The Dartling Gunner's Ray of Doom. Ray of Doom is 1 tier because it's insane. It's insanely expensive, except it's just insane. Like, it does pretty insane damage. What do I mean by pretty insane? It is fully insane. It can, like, pop frozen balloons. It does an extra layer of damage because of laser shock. You can get it to either do more damage because of powerful darts, or you could allow it to hit camos, which one do you think? Just to say, this isn't a trivia question. Just think about what your favorite is to add to it. So this is a tier one, definitely. MAD, just to say, don't get mad at me for this, it's a tier two. Like, so it does insane damage to mobs and stuff. It says, like, the fire rate against normal balloons isn't good, so you're like, I pop the BAD. Wait, ceramics are getting back. No, no, no. So that's why you want something like a spiked balls factory. So it can break through all the ceramics since it does extra damage to them. And also the also the MAD, like, it is pretty good damage, so tier two. Now for the balloon exclusion zone. It has a 6-barrel autocannon. It has the 6-barrel autocannon that can be set to attack automatically. And it says balloons are excluded from existence, except for the ones that go outside its range. Yes, I never thought I'd say this, but a dartling gunner has range, since it's only a shotgun, and it can't even pop lead balloons. This thing sucks. I'd say five tier. Ha ha ha. Take that thing. Alright, now moving on into, what is it? I'm trying to think of what the next military monkey is, if there is another one. However, I'm almost sure that there is. Come on. Hold on, I just need to check real quick. I don't think that there's another. So now time to play some music. Dee doo dee. Dee doo. Alright, so I covered all of them, apparently. So now moving on into Z Magic Monkeys. Starting off with the Wizard Monkey. His Archmage is insane. Tier 1, definitely. So its damage values is insane. I think it does extra damage to Moabs as well. It fires multiple streams of attack, and it can pop all types of balloons if you get Monkey Sense. And then it just, like, it shreds. It's like the Dumbledore of balloons. Now, it's one tier. Moving on into the Wizard Monkey's Wizard Lord Phoenix. So, this thing, it has some uses. Like, the actual Lava Phoenix itself doesn't do very much damage. So, it isn't very good. It permanently has a phoenix, though, but I'd say about, like, tier 3 or something. Yeah. Now, and also it's, like, $50,000 inside of Easy Mode. But now, moving on into the Wizard Monkey's Prince of Darkness. It enhances other necromancers and stuff, and it isn't too expensive, and it does pretty good damage and stuff, and it goes up to BFBs to raise the dead ability. So there's stuff, so yeah, it's stuff like that. I'd say 1.5, yes, halves and maybe even quarters are allowed. Moving on into the Alchemist. The Alchemist Monkey is what happened. Instead of the Alchemist Monkey, you can get the Permanent Brew, which I'd say is a tier 1, and here's a broken strategy that you should use. However, you need to support Chinook for it. So, you use the Permanent Brew to, like, boost some monkeys, then what you do is you support Chinook to move it to other monkeys, then, when it's done recharging, move it to others, so everyone gets perma-brewed. So, it's a one-tier thing, and it isn't too expensive. Actually, it's pretty expensive, but not too expensive. It's only like fifty something thousand dollars inside of Easy Mode. So, moving on to the Total Transformation. It turns 5 nearby monkeys into crazy monsters for, I think, about, like, 20 seconds. So, wait, dude. If you don't want to hear it, then please unmute your headphones. Right, so, into crazy attack monsters for what I believe to be about 20 seconds. And, yeah, it isn't too long. And, like, the last time I tried it, it didn't even work. Also, like, the only good thing about it is the unstable concoction. So, it doesn't do stuff too well. So, yeah, basically, and it enhances other stimulants and brews nearby, except that isn't too good when it's not that good of tier. So, I'd say about, like, tier 5 or something. And the Bloom Master Alchemist is definitely tier 1, like, it's the least expensive of the crew, and it also turns, like, all balloons to gold, turns up the ZOMGs into red balloons, so everything except B80s are done for, also, I forgot to review the tack shooter. Oh, I'm so dumb. So, for the tack shooter, its paths are Sam Newsflash, you forgot to review something, drag me into jail. Alright, so, Sam Newsflash, over. So, the top path is Inferno Ring, $42,000 for something that can hit beyond its radius, because it launches a giant fireball, can pop every type of balloon except for camo, and it's not relatively expensive. You can get it for exactly as much as that darn useless suit plasma monkey fan club. And also the tier 4 costs less for that. So now also, so I'd say about a tier 1, because it's the freaking Inferno Ring. Super Maelstrom is pretty good. Like, I'd say about tier 2, 2.5, like, yeah, tier 2.5, because, like, it launches out the blades and stuff, except the blades still do the same amount of damage. Like, I mean, it launches more blades and stuff, except, like, it isn't too good as, like, a normal tower when the ability's charging up, because it kind of works like the Papanaw. So, I'd say, but, however, it isn't too expensive, so it's, like, 2.5. Now, moving on to the tack zone, I'd probably say about a 3, because it doesn't do much damage whatsoever. Like, it fires a ton of tacks, and it has really good range, except, like, it just doesn't do much damage. So, I'd say 3. Don't get mad at me. So, basically, yeah. So, if you want to get a good thing, I would probably say you want to get the Inferno Ring out of that. Alright, now back into the Magic Monkeys. Now, let's move on to the Ninja Monkeys. Master Bomber. This thing can hit beyond its range as long as it's bombing MOABs, which is a really cool thing that I learned from Jerome ASF. Subscribe. Now, I know you're not. Well, most of you anyway. Anyway, and I actually don't think most of you know about him. Anyway, so, if you're listening to me, because I'm trash. So, and it also does really good damage. It isn't too expensive and stuff. The XP isn't that high. Like, it doesn't cost very much. And, yeah, it does pretty good damage. It throws down caltrops and pop leads. I think it can destroy DDTs, because, like, you know, sticky bomb and stuff. It just, like, just destroys enemies. So I'd probably say about rank 2. I'm recording out here because the Wi-Fi's been there. Anyway, moving on into the Grand Saboteur. You don't want to use, like, the ability itself unless you have, like, really quick fingers and you press it at the exact beginning of the round, because it makes all MOABs have a bit less health. So, yeah, that's pretty good. And it isn't too expensive. I mean, it's only, like, actually, I don't know how expensive it is for some of these things. Somehow, I have forgotten how expensive they are. Anyway, moving on to other stuff, because I'd say it's about, like, a tier 3 or something. Oh yeah, and also I didn't rank the other one. It's about 2 or 2. Grandmaster Ninja. If you get Counter Espionage, it's really insane because then for all camo balloons, it can just destroy other things. Wait, what? Yeah, everyone else can destroy other things. I'm sorry, that's what I meant. Now it's all. I'd probably say it's A tier 1, just because it's really good and stuff. Alright, now moving on into the Druid's Spirit of the Forest. Now, this thing is insane. Like, it doesn't cost very much. It has, like, permanent brambles that I think can pop lead balloons. It can get you money. And it also, like perma-stops all regrowth. Who needs your ability, Azealie? And also, I think that what it does, I think that also it, like, summons in, like, many temporary things. So you have, like, an infinite wall of spikes. Just, like, straight up a wall. And its attacks itself aren't very good. So you'll probably want to get, like, a Heart of Thunder or something along with it. Anyway, now time. So I'd say it's a tier 1. Superstorm. I'd say tier 3, like, it's pretty expensive and stuff, and it doesn't do too much damage. Against BADs, it's absolute trash, unless you, like, pop through the actual BAD layer. Also, like, it's good if you get, like, extra range and stuff, but, yeah. Now, for the Avatar of Wrath, I'm placing it inside of the 6th tier, because it sucks. Like, the more balloons that are attacking, the faster and more damage it deals. Except, like, you need a bunch more, like, worshipping minions for it. Like, poplusts. That, and, however, the only good part about it is that there's no stack limit on, like, the Shinobi tactics, which can stack all the way up to 20. Now moving on. And, I think I've done all of those. Now moving on into the Super Monkeys Legend of the Night. Now, this thing, it only works if you use this, like, one strategy that I saw at Gamer 2D. Subscribe to him. He needs to hit 1,000,000 subs. It only works if with Gamer 2D strategy, you get a ton of dark champions. Then you, like, use the, then you use the Legend of the Night portal ability. Then you sell it. Get a different Legend of the Night, sell that one, get a different one, and then he literally beat round 999 using that. And that was also inside a sandbox, except someone actually got there and they had posted what was on it. And yeah, that's basically how it happens. However, it's also insanely pricey. And also, like, it has a good ability. It has infinite range dark shift, and if you get the Tiny Towers thing, it just, like, can teleport everywhere, and your friends don't know where it is. They're like, huh? Where are those blades coming from? Wait, I thought I saw Legend of the Night here. Wait, it's over there now. It's very funny. And so I'd probably say it's about, like, a tier 2. Actually, it's 1.5. The Anti-Balloon is a tier 1. Like, it has a mega explosion. It already fires out plasma, so it can pop every type of balloon if you get Ultra Vision. And other stuff like that. It has insanely long range. It can attack insanely fast. And for Super Monkey Tier 5 upgrades, it's the cheapest among the crew. Just to say, this episode's gonna be a bit long, so you better grab your snacks and charge whatever device you're listening to it on. Alright, so I'd say the Anti-Balloon is definitely a Tier 1. And now, for the True Sun God, think 1 to 6... what you think I'm going to place this thing in. I'll give you 10 seconds to think. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. It goes into tier 6. Costs way too much to get the whole thing. And if you want to get the Vengeful Sun God, the one, you'll need to spend about, $300,000 extra. And if you get other upgrades for those two, it just screws the entire process. So, yeah. Also, it's just like a difficult process and stuff. So, you should never do that. It just sucks as a tower. I think I've covered all the magic towers. Moving on into the support towers. These are the final four. Starting with the banana farm. Now, the banana farm's banana central. Just to save time, I'm gonna place all of these inside of tier one. Like, Monkeynomics is like basically Mr. Beast's free bank. He's just like, hey, would you like some money? Come over to my free bank to get it. And yeah, you can also like store other money. If you get a certain very useful monkey knowledge, you can deposit money into the bank, so it's like real life. And then also for the Monkey Wall Street, you get insane amounts of money. It would boost all your merchant. And I would even recommend getting the valuable bananas, because then it actually gives you way more money, because that's just how central market works for some reason. And it just like enhances trade empire and stuff, which is insanely useful, as I've already established. All right, so now moving on into the spike factories. All of them are tier 5 except for one. This one is a carpet of spikes, and it's a tier 3. And like, it's because like it doesn't do too much damage and stuff even. And like it only occasionally sets the carpet. So then I'm just gonna place inside of a tier 3. It isn't very good. All right, Supermines goes inside of tier 1 because like it costs an insane amount of money, but it can pop any type of balloon. And then they added this one update that make the spikes on it have a small explosion. And then the normal explosions are way bigger. Just as extra damage to, like, it might do extra damage to Moabs, except it does, like, insane damage to ceramics. And I would recommend getting faster production. Unless you want, like, a giant tower of mines all on top of each other. If someone touches one thing, it explodes the entire map. And Permaspike got into tier 5 as well. It's the Permaspike. Permaspike is insane. You get like mega spikes everywhere. If you get a tall enough stack of Permaspikes, it can take out the BAD. If you get white hot spikes, it can like burn through any type of balloon. Or you could get faster production for more of those spikes. All right, now moving on into the engineer. Again, it's just 555 because like the sentry paragon explosions for the sentry, since they're very unstable, they are as powerful as a normal tech terror explosion. So if you get like a ton of those boys, boom, 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 boom. Initiating Operation Big Bang. Boom! Inside of Ultra Boost, it gives a small yet permanent boost. And also, like, if you just get a ton of overclocks with that, you can get, like, a times 10 mini boost, which I think gives it, like, 50% better for the attack speed and stuff. So, yeah. And compared to, like, the Legend of the Night and stuff, it only costs half as much as the Legend of the Night. Anti-stalling, perfect. Now moving on into the XXL trap. It can hold all the way up to a ZOMG, and I think it can hold two. So, also, it isn't like too expensive. It only costs like 51,000, and like it's just like pretty easy to get. Like, if you set it up inside of one spot, it's a really good back of the map thing. Like, Engineer Monkey for that is just bravissimo. So yeah, tier 5. Now moving on to the final three. Homeland Defense gets a 5. I don't mean 5-star. Wow, it's just I got things mixed up. Gets a 1 rating. Good job. Now, Primary Expertise gets a 1 ranking. Now, moving on to the final one, Monkeyopolis. I'll give you another. Hold on. I just need to wait for about 10 seconds. All right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, your answer. If you guessed 1, you are incorrect. 1.5. Anyway, time to finally get done with this episode. The episode is 45 glorious minutes of me talking. Alright, so if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to watch it, follow my channel on whatever you're watching, and then time to peace out.